Hey y'all, this is Rock T, and today is Q&A day on the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club call. It is week 3. A couple house cleaning announcements. First of all, for the next 2 weeks, we will be on hold. There are 3 sessions in June. June will be the final month, and so your membership will be up for renewal at the current rate. I want to hold your rate for a year, but I will tell you that I have raised my prices. And you guys matter a lot to me. I think we're just getting the gist of this thing. So I want some updates. I want to know how it's going. And I hope you hang in there with me. And any way in which I can make that worthwhile, please let me know. So at this juncture, it's about 2:09, and I am here by my lonesome self. Well, no shame, no blame, but it is sort of a demonstration, you know. There are people who are really coming to the call every week, taking advantage of it. There are people I know who are not able to get to the calls and listen to the recordings, and they show up when they can, and they're engaged with their accountability partners, and things are moving along for them, the listening, the recordings, as I said. But then there are folks who think I'm a mind reader. Then there are people who, for whatever reason, maybe there was poor communication between us when they signed up, but they gave their money to me, and it's as if they expect a miracle to happen. And unfortunately, that's not how it works, because when you hire a coach, the coach does the coaching, but you do the work. And in order for that chemistry to happen, so that you know what work to do and in what order, and what decisions you need to make so that you can proceed, you need to show up. You need to show up for the coaching. So I don't know how long I can riff on this, but I notice it in my own life also. There are things I have an aversion to, things that I just don't want to do. I delegate those whenever I can, but it's not always possible. I pay a good deal of money to my coach, and she has given me a structure. I'm sharing a lot of it with you as we go along, that has really grown my business. I would say my revenue has doubled consistently over the last couple of months, and that's thanks to learning about the business, learning how to run a business. And there are things about it, though, that are very uncomfortable, like learning new systems, and managing staff, managing people. I find myself feeling paralyzed a lot of the time. And I know the value of what I do, because when I get somebody just as a sounding board to listen to me and help me kind of spin it out, right? I'm a verbal processor, and I think I've talked about processing styles. We're going to do a little work with that in a future future club call. But if I'm not alone and I have someone asking me questions, it can really clear the way for me. So if you're feeling like you haven't joined in and it's too late and you really don't know even where to get started, don't stay isolated with that. Isolation is a dream killer. It just feeds on itself, too. As you can imagine, I'm feeling a little isolated right now. I think it's important for me to create some content here, even if it's just the house cleaning stuff, letting you know what's going on. I had a terrific time with a pair of accountability partners over the past weekend, and I think they got a lot out of their intensive. It's essentially a structured semi-private session with me, like two and a half hour session. So whether you've been meeting with your partner regularly or not, sent out a doodle poll a while back. I have another one of those intensives scheduled for this coming Saturday. If you haven't had a chance to meet with your, it doesn't matter. Make sure you're in touch with me, because you can get a large part of the value of your membership by making sure you take advantage of that intensive time. And I'm also doing that virtually as well, not just in person. You don't have to get on a plane for this, right? So those are all public service announcements and reminders. I'm going to, let's see, I feel as though if I stop the recording, I'm wondering if I can restart it and without having to weave it together. It's not like I have a pause option on the recording, which is a tad unfortunate. It's 2:14. I'm going to wait a few more minutes before I sign off for today. But ways to deal with what you have an aversion to, that's so front and center on my mind right now. I'm very interested in how folks do that. There are a lot of tricks. I try to make, you know, small chunks. Like I'll watch one tutorial of a new program, for instance. Or I'll enter three business cards from a networking event into my address book. Right? I'll make it a small beginning. And then often by doing that, the task catches fire, right? Another thing I like to do is sandwich it. I think I talked a little bit about the sandwich technique last week, but I'll refresh your memory. Sandwiching, you can do it with your entire day. You can do it with an unpleasant task. You can do something pleasant first, then do something that you are dreading, like I have to get acquainted with this rather complicated password protection program, and there's no way around that. I can't delegate that. The whole point is I need to be able to share passwords safely with people who are helping me. I have to learn that program. I feel like I'm back in Algebra 1, which I failed 3 times. I have to learn it. So for me, the goal is to open the program up and try to sign in again. I couldn't even, that's how complex this is, and it's supposed to be the gold standard program. It's called 1Password. If I can't succeed at signing in, I have to create a whole new account. So that's it. If I can't sign in, I'm creating a new account. Those are the actions I'm going to take with this program today. And then I'm going to do something fun. I'm going to have a snack I really like, something. Going to watch an episode on Netflix of something, I don't know. But the sandwich thing, as I say it out loud, it even becomes more possible for me to move forward with this thing, with this task. You can sandwich your entire day. That's something I do as well. I'm not a morning person. What makes my life worth living in the morning is a cup of coffee and a piece of dark chocolate. That's my ritual. If I know I'm going to have that, I'll get out of bed for it. That matters to me. So once I've had that, I've had my coffee, my piece of dark chocolate, and I do enjoy meditating, so I'll do that. I do not go near my computer. I do not open my email before those pleasant rituals have centered me for the day. And then at the other end, it's very important to say, okay, work ends at what time? Work ends at 6 o'clock. I have a formal cutoff time for work. It ends at 6 o'clock. Now, admittedly, that doesn't mean I don't check email anymore, and I might not respond to a work-related email. And in this day and age, it's not terribly realistic. But one thing I don't do is anything I have an aversion to. And one thing I don't do is neglect making dinner for my family, talking to my kid, all of those life things that we're doing, all of the hard work we're doing for. And so there needs to be a ritual at that end of the day as well. 6 o'clock, it's Miller time. What is Miller time for you? Well, sometimes for me it's a glass of wine. Sometimes it's another, guilty pleasure on Netflix. Something that tells me, all right, the day is done. So I highly recommend that. And here's the thing. The more successful you become, the more complicated your life becomes. And it's wonderful. But it's also challenging. You can't abdicate responsibility, right? I am a big believer in delegation. You can't grow if you don't delegate, if you don't have a team. But unfortunately, there are very few things in life you can set and forget. You may not be doing what your team members are doing, but you have to understand how it works. You have to be familiar with the task that you've delegated. It would be like having an accountant do your taxes and then not looking them over before you sign them. And it's amazing. It's very tempting to function that way, and I have. There have been times that I have indeed functioned that way because my aversion is so great to administrative frizzle-frazzle. But believe me, it bites you in the butt. You know, it bites you in the butt in the end. So you can approach it with a light touch. Thank God somebody else is doing it. But you do have to know how it works, understand the outcome that you're supposed to be seeing, and touch base. I've been sharing different resources lately. I have a tool I use called Asana. That's called Asana. It's a free software. And I communicate using that with my various staff members. You can create projects, assign projects to people. You can correspond through that application, and you can reply through regular email because you'll get an email alert, and you can correspond that way. You don't even have to be in the application necessarily, but systems, you have to learn them, and they make life much easier. So that's my app suggestion for the week, Asana, Asana. A little content there for you. Couple pieces of content there for you. Anyway, like I said, if I haven't heard from you in a while, or since you signed in to the club, I want you to get in touch with me, okay? I want you to email me, I want you to pick up the phone and call me, and I want to talk to you, because I want to make sure that you're getting your money's worth. And that this is working for you. And if it's not, I want to know why. Because I want to clean up my side of the street. But I can't do that if you are not willing to get clear about what yours is. All right? There, you know, communication drops when both people drop it. Okay? I'm reaching out to you again. No shame, no blame, as I said. We just need to talk. Maybe in the consultation there was something I didn't put in my notes that you mentioned. I'm human. Even though I'm a damn fine coach, I'm a human being. And only the dead don't make mistakes. So please don't be afraid to give me a call. And we will straighten you out. Because if I don't know better, I can't do better. All right? When you know better, you do better. And that's a lovely mantra, a little content point for the day. If you regret anything in your life, remember that phrase, when you know better, you do better. If you feel like you've thrown money out the window on something, believe me, we all have. In business, you take risks. You know, the word entrepreneur, part of the definition of that word is risk. And risk, by its very nature, doesn't always work out. So if you've thrown money after something, hey, perhaps it's this group, perhaps it's having joined this group, I don't know. I like to think it isn't. I'd like to turn that around if that's how you're feeling. But if you've thrown money after something and you feel poorly about that, and so what it does is it freezes you and puts you into a poverty mentality in a place where you don't trust yourself, I want you to remember this phrase. It costs money to go to school. All right? So those are three nice little platitudes for today. Since I didn't have anybody specific to coach, I'm coaching all of you now and giving you three nice little mantras you can hang on to. One, only the dead don't make mistakes. Two, when you know better, you do better. And three, it costs money to go to school. So use those three phrases as pattern disruptors when you find yourself kicking your own ass. Self-abnegation is a waste of time. It is an abuse. It is self-abuse and not the fun sort. So I think that's fair. I'm gonna leave you now. I'm just gonna remind you that we're gonna have the next three sessions in June, starting I believe the second week in June. The first session will be June 8th. I'm gonna send you an email to that effect so you can put those dates in your calendars. I have surgery happening on June 1st. I'm having. I have nasal polyps. I have no sense of smell or taste, and I'd kind of like to get those back. So I'm having that surgery performed, and so I will be high as a kite and won't be able to do the class next week, which is one reason. I mean, on June 1st, which is one reason. And so I would have to skip that week. And going four straight weeks in a row is not the pattern that I'm establishing here, ergo the 2 weeks off, okay? But let's catch up with each other during that time. I'm around next week, all right? Let's schedule some time together and get everybody on point with this thing. Post some updates in Facebook. I'd love to know what's going on with y'all. And I look forward to speaking to you on June 8th as a group and personally before that. All right. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.